This is Ozarks at Large. With me on the phone from his office in Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, and much more for the entire KUAF listening area. Good Friday to you.
Well, good Friday to you, and again, congratulations on your grant to archive your Ozarks at Large material.
Thank you. Yesterday, the Women's Giving Circle at the University of Arkansas, $15,000. So those past shows from the 23 years that we've been doing this, some of them on reel-to-reel, believe it or not, will actually have a life that everyone can experience digitally.
23 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
Started when I was six.
So what do you think you want to do when you grow up?
I don't know. I haven't planned that out yet.
Okay.
Let's talk about some housing numbers for Northwest Arkansas that were released earlier this week.
Right. The numbers are kind of back and forth. I was surprised, frankly, Kyle, on the numbers. They were down a little bit in Benton County and in Washington County. However, in Benton County, the sales volume was up a little over 8%, almost 9%, $53.5 million in homes sold during September. There were 288 homes sold in Benton County, which was down almost 8%. The interesting thing, though, is that median sales price is rising, and that's a good sign. Even if the number of homes aren't selling or the number of homes is decreasing, the fact that your value is going up is a good sign. And the past year, maybe year and a half, I think, like we've talked before, it looks like that the bust from the housing market that occurred 3, 4, 5 years ago is recovering, and it's getting its legs back underneath it.
Is that not uncommon to have the number of houses selling decrease but the value go up?
Well, it typically, when you see, especially if you see over 3-5%, if you see the decline in homes, you will see a corresponding drop in value. So, you know, the median price, for example, let me find this number in Benton County. Yes, in September was $124,950. This time last year, it was $146,000. This year, and that's a good jump, and it shows that those higher end homes, obviously, the higher end homes have been selling. Of that 288 homes that sold during September, more of those were the higher end homes. So that's a good sign. Not surprising, though. I think we're still seeing folks moving back into the area as Walmart brought back that apparel division and is, you know, is growing. Just its natural growth are bringing more folks in.
There will be more jobs in Rogers. The governor was in town this week to announce an expansion of jobs with Next Life.
Yes, Next Life, an interesting company. Take old consumer plastics bottles and convert it back into a raw material, a raw plastic that can be put back into consumer plastics. And Next Life's company out of Florida now. They have facilities around the U.S. and Frankfurt. But under this announcement, this $10 million investment, they will be, their plan is, and they'll phase it in, excuse me, they'll have the one facility there in Rogers with the corporate headquarters. So that's a good sign, 350 jobs. And as Mike Harvey with the Northwest Arkansas Council, he pointed out, I thought this is interesting, that these jobs will help those that have been hurt in the manufacturing sector in Northwest Arkansas. And we have to keep in mind that Northwest Arkansas economy is doing well, but there's still roughly a 20% drop in the number of manufacturing jobs there over the past decade.
Employment numbers came out this week for Fort Smith and XNA. What do we make?
They're up, or they're holding their own, we should say, which is we wouldn't watch it this close, Kyle, but with these negotiations going on between American Airlines and their union officials, and American Airlines also trying to pull itself out of bankruptcy, there's been a lot of flight disruptions, cancellations. You know, the pilots and the maintenance unions have, recently discovered a lot of little mechanical flaws that would ground the planes, and so they had a lot of cancellations. So we've been watching this to see what kind of impact it's had on XNA. And also in Fort Smith, but September employments at XNA weren't hurt by that. They were up a little over 7%. Now for the year, XNA is still below where it was this time last year. And if it doesn't pick up the pace through the remainder of the year, it could be the second consecutive year they've had employment declines there.
Hmm.
But American out of XNA had just short of 19,000 employments in September, which is roughly about the same as it was last year. So I'm sure the folks at XNA, the officials at XNA, are glad that it has not hurt their business yet, I should say.
I also want to mention a story that is on the citywire.com right now by Jamie Smith, writing about the craft fairs. It's craft fair weekend throughout the region. And it's an interesting story because we always think of craft fairs as, you know, this great connection to our past. And it is, but a reason that these craft fairs have been so successful and remain so is that they're willing to embrace the present.
It is interesting. It was a good angle by Jamie. And, you know, after Al Gore invented the Internet, you know, some folks thought that craft fairs may go away, but they're growing because of the Internet. Sites like Pinterest and other folks have generated more interest in craft and have spread that interest through different generations. So the craft fair folks that are involved say that it helps them diversify their product line. If something's not working, they can go to these craft websites and look at other ideas. And it helps them connect with other crafters, and they make plans to connect at these fairs. So it's interesting, and I don't have to tell anyone in Northwest Arkansas, you said it is craft season, and I mean, try to find a spot anywhere close to War Eagle and not have to park or not have to walk half a mile or a mile. it's a great economic impact for Northwest Arkansas.
And early voting begins on Monday as we near the end of the election season. Any thoughts about observations of races going on in the area or in the state?
Well, we're watching a few races. I think some of the interesting races in Northwest Arkansas. And, Kyle, I think we're going to have this down-ballot effect of President Obama being on the ticket. And whether it's really considered fair or not, I think a lot of the Democratic legislative candidates are going to have a tough time just because they have D by their name. But I think the Charlie Collins, Della Gray race there around in the Fayetteville area is going to be interesting to watch. And down in Fort Smith, Senator Holland against Tracy Pinarts will be interesting.
Yeah, that's already been interesting.
Yeah, that has, and it's going to get more interesting. But the gloves have definitely come off. I have not seen this level of campaign intensity at the legislative level ever, and I've been watching a little over 20 years, and especially on the Republican side where a lot of this out-of-state money is coming in. It's changing the dynamic somewhat. And my favorite quote, though, through the years, Larry Henry, one of the managing editors at the KFSM, said it's shaping up to be a knife fight in a phone booth.
Well, in our lifetimes and several lifetimes before us, it has not been, you know, which party will have control of the state House and the state Senate. We haven't seen this question really before, and that's making it very interesting.
Yes, and I think this year we will see a true two-party system in the state, and let's just hope it doesn't bring us the kind of wonderful outcomes that we've seen in Washington, D.C.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com. It covers business, politics, culture, and more for the entire area. Also on television tomorrow morning at 8 on KXNW, and Sunday morning he can be seen on KFSM with The City Wire. Michael, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Kyle. Have a good weekend.
You too.